Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Credibility. You're losing your credibility with these bogus nominations. These bogus submissions.
So no on Sanaa Lathan?
No.
Okay, well, I'm done then. I don't have any more suggestions. I mean, I'm trying to come up with some creativity for the staff. You know, you're trying to hire Lionel Hollins.
I got one more. If you don't like Lionel, you say he's too retread for you.
He just doesn't do anything. He doesn't even want to do it. He doesn't even want to work in college
basketball.
I've
got one more. You just make sure there ain't no backstabbing going on.
Okay.
His name? He's free right now. He's free like a bird.
Okay.
Penny was once compared to him. His name is Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
What?
Well, dude, all he's going to do is tweet about popcorn. Like, I mean, again.
I am headed to practice with the number one team. It has James Wiseman.
There you go.
That's a Magic Johnson tweet.
Now, would Penny let him tweet? Because that's what he wants to do. You know? As long as Penny allows him to tweet.
Dude, you give Magic control of that Memphis basketball account, and he will be fine. He will be fine. He get to tweet all he wants to, you're fine. Okay. All right, this went. You weren't.
I like it.
You didn't take it seriously enough. My two candidates are good. Yours.
Lionel Hollins, Magic Johnson. I think President Barack Obama would be a slam dunk. I really do. Because you have to think, like, everybody can't.
Love me some Obama.
Everybody can't make the league. You know what I mean?
I know.
There has to be a contingency plan.
Have you seen when he comes into a room, sort of what happens, his presence?
Yeah. I think they.
Oh, you actually have?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. You know, I think people
he
would.
He takes over a room, John.
Yeah, like, I think we would be able to put our sort of politics aside. You know,
we'd have Chicago recruiting on lock.
We would have Chicago recruiting on lock for sure. He understands, you know, Derrick Rose went to Memphis. Like, this is good.
Come on.
You know, I just think he commands a certain level of respect when he walks into a room.
All right. Well, get him on the horn.
And I mean, if anybody can do it, it is Penny Hardaway. But it's probably going to end up being somebody like Miles Simon. And that's going to be okay, too.
Can we get to our next segment? Because I've got an exciting story.
Jason claims he has an exciting story. We'll get to that in the rundown. Raheem Shabazz is going to join us in studio. I just saw a tweet that Darius Bazley has added 12 pounds, and that's, I'm assuming, Shabazz will take the majority of the credit for that.
Well, he should.
Yeah, because he's been working out with him. So we will talk to him about that and more when we have in studio at 12:25. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. and right now.
Cash word for the noon hour is fortune, F-O-R-T-U-N. You can text the word fortune to win your $1,000 right now, 72881. Text fortune to 72881. You have 58 minutes to do it. We'll have another code word coming up at 1 o'clock. But this hour's code word is fortune, F-O-R-T-U-N-E. Text fortune to 72881. Good luck. Next word at 1 o'clock.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Remember Tennessee, the beautiful land in the world.
92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Anyone can get lung cancer. At 38, Gina led a healthy life. She didn't smoke. She ran and played tennis regularly. She was a nurse and a loving wife and mother. Gina developed a cough that just wouldn't go away. She nor her doctors ever suspected stage 4 lung cancer. In 2015, her prognosis was grim. Only about 2% of people with this diagnosis live past 5 years. Gina was placed on a new medication called Target Therapy. It's a pill that helped melt the cancer away. This has extended Gina's life. Lung cancer is the number one killer of men and women and is the least funded. It kills more than colorectal, breast, and prostate cancers combined. Lung cancer among women is growing, and we need to learn why. And research is the way. There is now a 19% 5-year survival rate compared to the 2% in 2015. Our hope is lung cancer will become a chronic illness, not a death sentence. Read more of Gina's story by going to linksforlungsmemphis.com and help support cancer research.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
The hardest part of any vacation is coming back to reality, especially when you realize you left your wallet in that beachfront cabana. But hey, if you've lost your wallet, it's easy to lock your cards with Regions Lock-It before reporting them lost. And use your Regions mobile app or Regions online banking to customize your card protection. Leaving paradise is hard. Protecting your cards should be easy. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Learn more at Regions.com/Lock-It. Regions. Member FDIC, data fees may apply.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, that's exactly where you need to go. I'm in a 2019 Ford Mustang right now. It's a coupe. It's black. And I get compliments on it every time I pull up. Life is good. Life will be good for you if you take it down to Landers Auto Sales to get that new vehicle. They got them all. They got large SUVs, small SUVs, compact cars, luxury cars, trucks, vans, sedans. Whatever it is you need, they got it. Price starting to get us $29.90. Their highly trained, experienced staff is on hand to help you and assist you with securing, purchasing, accessories, all that stuff for your vehicle. They're located on Goodman Road in South Haven, or you can visit them on the web at LandersMemphis.com. And remember, if it doesn't say Landers, you paid too much.
All right, every day at this time we do the rundown.
Why don't we get to it, BC?
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right. How do I put this? A story I don't want to say gave me pleasure to read, but it was certainly satisfying to read yesterday. I'll start. And Brad, if you don't mind, how about a little accompaniment? Prosecutors in Arizona have filed criminal charges against a couple that accused a man we know, Georgia Tech basketball coach Josh Pastner, of sexually assaulting the woman in a hotel room in February 2016. If you are a listener of this show, I have told you time and time again that this was a mess. What Josh Pastner has been accused of here was ridiculous, to say the least. Here's what we can say about Josh Pastner. I don't care about how you felt about him as a head coach here at Memphis, and you're fair to have hated his time here at Memphis as a coach. That's a good dude, and is a good dude that was guilty of allowing a man in Ron Bell, the man charged here, to get too close, not only to his program, but also to, I'm talking about his real family, like his straight family.
Yeah.
This man had become a family member, basically. And we won't go through the long of it again. You guys know the story, those of y'all that roll with us on a pretty regular basis. But what I will say is that finally, sort of, police seem to get it, that this has been something that's gone on now for years. We're not just talking about months. This has gone out for years now, this sort of stalking of Josh by Ron, and then it goes from stalking to sort of the charges now. They were going to try to blackmail him, and they were going to do it with this story. And again, all centered around Josh allegedly visiting him in a hotel room and assaulting this man's girlfriend. Give me a break. You guys that know Josh well, know he, I mean, the guy is as good as they come in terms of a human being. The most interesting thing about this story now, these charges that have been filed against Ron Bell and his girlfriend for allegedly setting up this plot, was that they've employed someone else to help them. And I use the word employed as if I'm supposing the plan was to pay them. But, John, in sort of trumping up this story about Josh, they got a security guard that works at the Georgia Tech Arena, whatever that's called, to lie for them, Brad, to say that he'd seen Josh groping this woman before this alleged Houston incident. So it would, you know, to try to make this thing whole more believable. And I told you a lot about Ron Bell. This dude is a con man. It's unbelievable to not just what he does, but how effective he is at it. I've told you sort of the manipulation that was going on here with some Memphis staff members, how he had some of their heads turned all the way around, including Josh Pastner. And so finally, you're getting to some sort of closure with all this. I've said what this has been basically is like a, if I was summing it up, a deranged fan who managed to work his way close to the guy that became his passion, right? The guy that he most admired, the guy that fan is a fan of. He becomes what he feels like is a family member, gets pushed away, and his life crumbles as a result of it. It's all about getting payback afterwards, and you could make a movie out of this. And I wouldn't be surprised if at some point, maybe it's on Lifetime, John. I don't think it makes the big screen.
Yeah.
But you could make a movie with all this mess that went down. Crazy, crazy college basketball story.
I know who would play Ron Bell.
Who's playing Ron Bell?
Christian Bale. What was that movie he was in, man, where he was the crazy killer, man? How was that?
American
movie?
Psycho.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so he's very used to playing the psychopathic.
What do you call the acting when you get into the character completely?
Method acting.
Yes.
Yeah.
He would do it. He would be Ron Bell even off the screen.
Who would play Josh?
Man.
The guy at American Pie.
Oh, that's what? Why?
Well, you know, he kind of looks, you know, kind of that Jason Biggs.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be Josh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe that's not him. I don't know.
Get Matt Damon.
Oh, Matt Damon. I'm trying to think of like curly-haired actors. You know, like any actor that has curly hair. You know, you could do. Like he could play Josh. Would you? We get you on the screenplay for sure. We get you on that movie.
I might be in it because of course I was on some phone calls with Ryan, got cursed out and threatened and all
but
that.
Maybe somebody has to play you. Maybe you'd have to be in the movie, but not you though. It'd have to be an actor. Who would you like?
Why can't I just play myself?
No, because Josh and Ron Bell aren't playing themselves.
They can't be a part of this. So Ron's gonna be in jail. Josh got to stay away.
Who would you like to portray you in the movie? Who's a good pick?
This is a good one. This is a good one.
I don't want to say anything because lest you accuse me of being racist.
Well, you're just gonna say Will Smith.
No, I mean I would have to like really dig deep. You know, and I'd have to find like actors who, you know, who had your skin tone and stuff like that. But I can't really think of them on top of your head. I know you've thought about this stuff.
Actually, I have not.
Really?
No, I didn't think, and I did not think about being in the movie. I'm actually just satisfied for Josh and his family that this appears to be coming to an end. And again, I thought it was over months ago.
Morris Chestnut is who would play you in the
that's
movie.
That's Ricky in Boys in the Hood, fool.
Yeah, that's who would play you, though.
Nah, he's too big, man. He's too big. It's got to be slight frame, dude.
All right, well, now you're being a little, you know, yeah. Eric Andre. You familiar with him?
No.
Yeah. You Eric Andre is who would play you.
I want Eric LaSalle to play me from ER and Coming to America. It's done.
Okay. There you go. Eric LaSalle is going to play you in the Josh Pastner Ron Bell movie.
Yep.
That is inevitably going to hit Lifetime in the next 3 years.
Soul Glow.
Next story.
Happy birthday, Memphis. Happy 200th birthday. This is a big deal.
You probably should have started with this.
This is a big deal. This is a big thing that is happening in the city of Memphis. It's the bicentennial. That means 200 years for the city of Memphis. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Tom Lee, they'll have a ton of events down there, a day-long picnic, musical performances, Great American River Run. Today, there's going to be the Bicentennial Gala at FedEx Forum that Mayor Jim Strickland is going. I don't think we got invited to that. There's also a Happy Birthday Memphis Bash.
It's because you call him Jimmy.
At Rail Garden, like starting friends. At 4 o'clock. What does 200 mean to you? What does today mean to you?
Well, it means number one recruiting class in the country. That's what it means, John.
I've got my high school reunion this weekend, so I will not be able to attend the Tom Lee Park picnic, unfortunately. But
you weren't invited,
huh?
You weren't.
Well,
invited.
No, everybody's invited to the Tom Lee Park event. It's open to the public.
I understand
the Bicentennial Gala. I don't know if that one is. But listen, I'm thankful. I'm thankful every day. Now
I figured you'd have some profound words trying to throw it on me.
We have our problems in this city. There's no doubt about it. And turning 200 years old does not change any of them, and will not change any of them.
Doing a show with Jeff Calkins.
no, I did come up under him though briefly.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
But I will say I am thankful every day. I mean, the Lord could have put me anywhere in this world. He could have put me anywhere on this globe, whether it's Nebraska or Maine or California, but he put me in Memphis, Tennessee.
Man.
And I got to tell you, I am thankful for that every day. I am thankful every day that I had the opportunity to grow up here, to live here, to be born here. And honestly, like I'm so blessed that I've had the opportunity to work here. You know, there are a lot of people who don't get that chance where they grow up, right? Who don't get that chance to work and continue to stay in the city that they are from.
I had the young girl that wrote the post about how she couldn't get a job here. Yeah. She had to move away. Which I didn't feel that way at all about
myself. Yeah, and, you know, I just think it means something to be from the city of Memphis.
Absolutely.
You know, there is every time I'm out of town, and this is even before Penny Hardaway got the job, right? So this is even before that. So imagine what it's like now. But, you know, anytime I'm out of town – and people ask me where I'm from, like, I really love telling them that I'm from Memphis. You know, like, it is something that I have pride in.
Right.
Because when you grow up in Memphis and you come up in Memphis and you live in Memphis, like, there is something different. You know what I mean? Like, there is something unique about this place. And I am so grateful that I had the opportunity and the privilege to grow up here, even with sort of the issues that we know plague our city that are obviously well documented. It is an awesome place, and I think it is one of the best places in the world. And I think the people are some of the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a privilege to be able to work here, to live here. I don't ever want to leave this place.
Yeah. No, well said.
I don't ever want to leave.
I don't know that I can. I know I can't top anything that you said there. I think you laid it out well, and particularly why it's so special to all of us. You know, most Memphians. Or most folks that come up to us and my family, the Smith family here in Memphis, assume that we're from Memphis. We're actually transplants too. Most of my family born in Missouri.
Yep.
Came here from Fort Pierce, Florida. I probably told most of that story. Came here from Fort Pierce, Florida in the early 80s because Dad got a job at WMC with Big Jack and Jarvis, Harold Grader, all those guys. And so we come here from Florida knowing nothing about Memphis, Tennessee, and literally made the drive, me and my brother in the back seat, my mom and dad in the front seat, and didn't know where we were going. And much like we've seen with Mike Miller, you know what I'm saying, with Z-Bo, you know, in the time, I know he sold his house now, but we saw how much it meant to him when he was here. Transplants get here, right, and they find something about it, sort of like you said, that's unique and special, maybe despite what you've heard, and you get here, and you can hear all the stuff about the crime, right, and all the problems and the poverty we've got going on, and yet you get here, and your experience is something special, that keeps you here. And it literally kept the Smith family here. Now, my dad is, retired and moved on to Belize with his second wife, and I miss the hell out of him. And he misses Memphis. Now, my dad got to a point at retirement where he could afford to move to Belize because his wife got all his, the pension stuff, got all that back in line for him, right? But it was sort of, and I'm probably going a little bit too far here in terms of, family stuff, but was sort of her plan to go to Belize. Dad loved Memphis, and as a result of telling its stories over those years, he just fell more and more in love with, as John just said, it's our people. It is absolutely our people, and you can see the headlines about the crime and all that and think that's our people. That's not us. That's not what we represent on a day-to-day basis. You know what we represent? Worker bees. That's what we do. We get dealt the worst hand usually, and we get up and we make the most out of it every damn day of the week. That's what a Memphian does. You always get the short end of the stick when you are a Memphian. It's just our history. And yet we take it, we're grateful for it, and we make the most out of it. That's what Dad loved about this city. That's why me and my brother, that's why we're still here.
Yeah.
Because we love it. We see the potential in it, what it can be, what it is right now that makes it so special, and how much more special it can be.
Yeah.
If we continue to put that work in every damn day like we do every day.
No question. And I will tell you this, too. Like, I can't tell you how many people I went to high school with who left town, right, who left town for college.
Absolutely.
Tennessee, Ole Miss, all these SEC schools, right, because it had the glitz, the glamour. How many of them came back? How many of them ended up going to school there? And even if they, you know, maybe they finished, maybe they didn't, but they ended up working in Memphis, coming back to Memphis. There is sort of a – Memphis is such a magnet.
No doubt.
And why is it a magnet? Because it is a great place and because the people in it are great people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a, you can, you know, I can't tell you, you talk to a ton of people who are from Memphis but live somewhere else. They always want to come back. They miss Memphis.
There's a flavor here, brother, that you don't get anywhere else.
You know, and so.
Van Pelt hit it on the head a couple of nights ago.
No doubt.
Remember when he, you know, there's a pride here that's, you know, sort of unique to us.
Yeah, it is an amazing place. I never want to leave it. People always ask, like Sam has friends, you know, who are sort of our age.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll say, so what do you want to do? Like, what do you want to do with your life? Do you want to work for ESPN, like the national? Like, what do you want to do? And I say, I'm doing what I want to do. Like, I'm in my hometown, and I never want to leave. I have no reason to ever want to leave because I really believe in this place like that.
100%.
And when it comes to this city and when it comes to the people and when it comes to the teams in it, like, I always admit, like, I'm always rooting for them. I'll always, you know, I'm a fan. You know, and I want the best for them.
To put a bow on, that's why this number one, you know, recruit means so much.
Yep.
It's not just about the talent that you're getting in here and how excited you are about the 19-20 season. It's the fact that there's a one beside the name Memphis.
Yep.
That means something.
Yep.
And we take a pride in that the rest of the country's got to sit there and see that for the first time ever, we're the ones at the top.
Absolutely.
Y'all.
Yeah. So happy birthday,
happy
Memphis.
Happy birthday, Memphis.
You look good for 200.
Yes, you do.
You look good for 200. And I think it's only, I'm hoping that it's only going to get better from here. We'll come back. Raheem Shabazz is going to be in studio. We'll talk to him about what he's up to. He trains everybody in the city of Memphis. That's up next. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Porriette for Firehouse Subs. Firehouse Subs are hot, hearty, and extraordinary. But what's even more extraordinary is that a part of every sub purchase you make at Firehouse Subs helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Great food and great for the community. That's a perfect pair. And that inspired new Firehouse pairs. Start with your favorite small sub, then pair it with your choice of an amazing signature side. Try the hook and ladder with ham, turkey, and Monterey Jack, paired with the five cheese mac and cheese or the loaded potato soup. 13 different subs, 4 different sides, 52 different possibilities in all. Save time and order your Firehouse pair online or on the app now. New Firehouse pairs at Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs, save more lives. Participating locations only, Firehouse Subs would donate a minimum of $1 million in 2019 to the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.11% of every purchase.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them because I'm the voice of reason. Reason one, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason two, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason three, they're local. And four, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, he's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that GEICO not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to GEICO is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
Hey, Mid-South, this is Chris Murphy with Inman Murphy Termite and Pest Control. It's summertime, and once again, I'm here to invite you to exceptional service. With our five-star reputation, we can take care of all your termite and pest control needs all summer long. Give us a call at 388-0852. That's 388-0852. And find out what your friends and neighbors are talking about. Or you can check us out online at inman-murphy.com. That's inman-murphy.com.
When you're a pro, your reputation is built and proven over time. That's why the Home Depot carries Loctite PL Premium Max Adhesive, the strongest on the market, durable, gets the job done right, and holds up over time. Right now, get 12 or more for the bulk price of only $7.97 each. Loctite PL Premium Max, more strength, durability, and job done right for less. At the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. Minimum purchase required, U.S. only.
Macy's Memorial Day Furniture, Mattress, and Rug Sale has everything for a great summer at home. Save 20 to 60% and find incredible super buys for every room, plus your deck and yard, because it's all about entertaining outdoors. Check out special financing plans on furniture purchases of $499 or more on your Macy's card. And get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases, just in time for weekend guests. Find great home savings at Macy's, the furniture destination. Savings off regular and sale prices, exclusions apply.
Fast, reliable internet. Is that important to your business?
We couldn't work without it.
At Comcast Business, we go beyond fast with amazing solutions and a great deal.
What kind of solutions?
Well, how about automatic 4G LTE backup for complete reliability?
I like the sound of that. What else?
Powerful Wi-Fi that keeps your employees connected and bandwidth you can allocate between your customers and employees.
I didn't know Comcast Business did that.
Oh, I'm not done yet. Advanced voice solutions at affordable prices. How about business TV that keeps customers entertained?
Okay, I'm convinced. But didn't you say something about a great deal?
Right now, get started with 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add two voice mobility lines and sign up for EcoBill and automatic payment. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without EcoBill and auto pay offer in 6/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to update hours.
Hey, it's John Martin. Join me for Zoo Brew this Friday night at the Memphis Zoo starting at 7. Over 100 kinds of beer. Get tickets at memphiszoo.org or at the door.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
To stay, I'll be around today to be available for you to see. I'm about to go, and then you'll know.
All right, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he is VIP on this show. That's because he's stronger than all of us and could debo
we actually have to call him VIP.
So we have to call him VIP. His name is Raheem Shabazz. You guys know him. He's basically trainer of the stars, trainer to the stars in this city. Anybody who's anybody, he's training them. He's getting them stronger. He's getting them better, including the guy who we were just talking about a little while ago in Matthew Morrell. Coach Shabazz, how are you, sir? And welcome.
I'm doing great, brother. I appreciate y'all having me on here, man. It's always fun, and we're just chopping up with you boys. So.
Well, John was talking about your money earlier. I mean, we've been all up in your business, talking about where you're going to get your next money, job, dude. And how much money you're making. We've been all over you.
Has something happened? You train for free now or something?
No, I'm working for free now.
I noticed you
got to get paid, baby.
Your gym has been full. I'm looking at a picture right now. It's like every time I look, there's 60, there's 90. It looks like there's you got everybody.
So a day like, let's say Monday, I just started my summer schedule because most of the college athletes are coming back to town.
Right.
And I literally had the single biggest class that I've ever had. It was 48 Division I athletes in one session.
Wow.
On Monday. It blew my mind.
You're going to need a bigger building in a minute. Maybe.
Yeah.
He's working that way. That's a look of I'm working on it.
What kind of, we mentioned.
That's a look of, that's done. As of, July 1st, I actually be moving into my new building.
Congratulations.
Oh, okay. Dig that.
Congratulations.
5,000 square feet. high ceiling, big field outside on the left, big field outside right across the parking lot, huge parking lot, and it's already in the works, man. It's been a goal for a little while. So
that's when I look,
and now I'm just trying to just speed up the process a little bit, to be honest, because the classes are getting so big, and I actually took my college group to take a look at it just yesterday. Yesterday was like another 45 of them. So I wanted them to see so they can get an idea of how much space we have now. And because one of the issues was that my classes were too big, so certain people didn't want to come. Mm. But they didn't understand that everybody's rolling the entire time anyway. You know, so we're not on top of one another. And then I implemented a new system this year where we're definitely not on top of each other, so I got everybody in groups. But now, in a new facility, bigger, more space.
No excuses for anybody that's running away from you.
So, no, can't be scared anymore.
Well, that is
so.
A blessing, and congratulations on it.
Thank you.
Who all is in there? Like a day like yesterday, when you, in terms of the people that come and the names that Memphians know, we mentioned Matthew Morrell, but like a typical day for you, who all is in there? You got basketball guys, you got football, you got everybody?
Yep. So, for example, yesterday, y'all remember the big kid from Arlington High School who just went to Tennessee Tech play?
Yes.
Garrett Golday?
Yeah. Yep.
Garrett was there. Big John McBride was there from Ole Miss. Alo and Ryan were both there.
You got Tigers in there, yes.
Mason was there.
Mason Miller.
Mm-hmm. Kenyon Mullins is getting ready to go to South Carolina and play football. He was there.
Yep.
Matt Morrell was there yesterday.
Stud City.
Yeah. I mean, it's some monsters in there. Nick King, he's in town doing his offseason stuff. Cam Payne, he's back doing his offseason stuff with me. He's in there. Just to name a few, I mean, these guys, they know quality work, and they've been with me for the longest time. So they're in there. A kid that you may not know, his kid name is Austin Hill over at ECS, just starting to rack up D1 offers left and right. He's in there every day. One of my boys over at Houston High School, Lincoln Perry, he's starting to speed up as far as the recruiting goes. He's in there just about every day. So
everybody.
The groups are big, but I've broken it up now so that it's not so overwhelming that we're not getting anything done. You know what I mean?
You got to come back to this or else we'll hear you.
So, my bad. So, we're rolling the entire time. And it's good, man. It's just, I'm blessed to be in a position that I'm in to be able to do it, to be perfectly honest. And where I've been able to accomplish what I've been able to accomplish, championships, and just being able to play sports at a high level, everything that I've learned, I've just been able to just give to them just to make sure that they're prepared when they get there. So, it's just been fun, man, to be honest.
You got so congratulations on the new spot. You said when, July?
July 1st.
Okay, July 1st will be opening up, bigger spot that you'll have. It sounds to me like you got plans in front. There are a lot of people that are assuming, whether it's on Twitter, people, followers of this program, because we talked to you when Penny got the job, that are assuming that you might be headed over there.
It's time,
Shabazz. It sounds
Shabazz.
Like you have plans.
Just the way that I think. All right, I'm not going to wait. My family still has to eat. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
I'm going to do what I have to do. And when my brother and I sit down and have that conversation, we're going to have it. You know, obviously, and I even told him just the other day, dude, whatever you need me to do, I got you. That's why the boys are coming to me now.
Yeah,
so Malcolm is going through rehab now. And he's coming to my place
Malcolm
now.
Malcolm there, yep.
Ryan is coming. Alo's coming every day. So nothing's going to change because family is family, and I'm going to take care of family. But at the same time, my business is going to run. It's going to run efficiently. It's going to keep running. If it continues to grow, then it's going to continue to grow. We're just going to keep rolling.
Yeah.
So it just depends, man. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Because becoming a strength trainer at a D1 university, like, I mean, it changes your life. Like,
it
changes there's no business on the side anymore. Like, your business is Memphis Tiger basketball as opposed to, you know, 150 kids that you might have come through the doors.
Well, to an extent, that's true because just from what I've heard, that the other trainers that have been there,
they let Frank train on the side, but he didn't have as many as you would have had.
That might be an issue, and I think that I'm just saying just as a hypothetical, NCAA regulations would not allow me to train high school prospects that would be going to Memphis.
You wouldn't be able, right?
So I wouldn't be able to train high school kids that PE would obviously be
potentially looking at.
Right. So I would have to cut that out altogether.
Yep.
My middle school kids, my football kids, my rugby kids, my softball kids, my swimmers.
You can still do that. Yeah. I got you.
All that type of stuff. So I would still be able to, you know, take care of my business.
Interesting.
It's just a matter of how and, you know, like I said, we'll We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
For the Tigers that you've got, and at least the ones that you've mentioned, A-Lo, what have sort of been the goals? I saw you talking about speed for A-Lo. What have you been working on with A-Lo, whether it's A-Lo, Ryan Boyce, Malcolm coming back from the knee surgery?
Those two in particular had been having, just say from a recovery standpoint, after a long season. They have both been struggling with a little bit of tendonitis in their knees. So what I've been doing was focusing a lot on quad flexibility, hamstring flexibility, strengthening the quads just to get rid of that tendonitis. And then as far as a performance standpoint, just working around that so it's not as much impact so that they don't slow down their progress.
I got you.
So we're still working on speed, still working on the explosiveness, but it has to be working around. And while we fix the tendonitis, you know, still being able to increase speed, increase performance and athleticism. So it's definitely a way to do it. I just had to get a little creative when I had to do it.
Is this something that you work hand in hand with Penny on? Is it something that because you've been his trainer, because you've worked with someone, that he trusts you already? Okay, I'm going to send A-Lo, and it's going to get right.
Yeah, he knows because we've been doing it together for the last 5 years.
Right.
And
so he trusts you.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
And we set that precedent from the very beginning. Before I started training the boys from East, our very first state championship run, we were together with Team Penny, with the AAU team, because I just helped Hamilton win state championship with Deidre and KJ.
Yep.
So that summer, they were starting with the AAU team, and so I would travel with them just to keep them loose, keep them in shape, you know what I mean? And so when P saw the progress that they were making, when he was getting ready to decide to take the job at East, he came to me and was like, well, bro, I'm thinking about taking a job, you know, with you training the boys. So that's kind of where it started. And him knowing my passion and love for what I do, and then knowing my expertise in what I do, he just let me do what I do and just kind of stayed out of the way. And it was the same thing with as far as he knows I love basketball. That's my favorite, you know what I mean? But if I go in the gym, I'm sitting on the bench watching.
Yeah.
You know, so he comes to the track and watching me do speed track. He's not getting, you know what I mean? So that's the type of relationship that we had. We stayed in each other's lane. I stayed in my lane, he stayed in his, but the thing was, I know better than anybody how he wants his team to look and how he wants his team to play.
Yep.
First of all, you're not gonna be more physical than us. Second of all, you're not gonna be faster than us. We're gonna run you out the gym and we're gonna beat you up.
Right.
You know, so that's the way he wanted me to train the boys, and that's the way I wanted to train the boys. So it was just perfect. So those first two state championships in particular, we just ran people out the gym. And the thing is, the third one, we were so talented and athletic and strong, it just wasn't even close. So I think the best competition that we really had was just teams from across the country when we go to Bass Pro and
of course
City of Palms and that type of stuff. But we had such a good chemistry as far as him knowing the way that I trained, me knowing exactly what he wanted on the court.
Yeah,
and then we just did what we do at that point.
Now let's talk about Mason real quick because you know, obviously, when people thought about Mason, everything was, it's not about skill with him, it's about strength.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch him early on this spring, he is dunking on everybody.
He is so bouncy now, my goodness. And the thing that I think Mike called me, I can't remember where, or because Mason's, his back had been bothering at the end of basketball season with Houston. So when they finished up, he said, bro, I want to give Mason a little bit of time off. But as soon as we're done, you know, I'll take maybe a couple weeks, take him through some PT, yoga, we went to the chiropractor. But after that, bro, you got him. So it was every Tuesday morning, Wednesday morning, Thursday morning, I would have Mason. That way he could recover from an AAU trip. You know, that Monday, work hard, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, recover, you know, and then they're back on the road that weekend. But the thing that we wanted to work on with Mason was it was overall athleticism.
No doubt.
And it started right in the center with the core and to make sure that that back is stable.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do that, you strengthen what's called the posterior chain, lower back, glutes, hamstrings. And in turn with that, you strengthen the core. So now we fixed the back, and now we're making you stronger in that midsection. And as your lower back, your glutes, your hams are getting stronger, you're way more explosive.
Right.
And it just came to play when he did go through his natural movement. I mean, he takes it off and he just, you know, just exploding on
people. Literally
dumping
on people now.
And it was getting out of control. I mean, when you got LeBron and D-Wade on Twitter and they retweet him like, and I'm sitting back in the background like,
exactly. Yeah. that's Team Shabazz right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me ask you this. On Ryan Boyce, he's been training with you.
Mm?
And he's a name that sort of we've forgotten about because we're talking about the signing class that they've got.
Yep.
That we've sort of that's kind of gone by the wayside. But he looks like a kid that's expecting to contribute when he's training with you. And I want to tell you that since his time at Houston, I see a bigger, stronger kid. Can he contribute to this program? And is he training like he's planning to?
Yes. The thing that I love about even him, even A-Lo, see, the people who follow Memphis Tigers, we're don't even get me started on the job that P has done with the recruiting class. But it's easy to forget how good Ryan Boyce is because now we're focusing on the guys that's coming.
And he redshirted last year.
He redshirted because he's out of sight. And so, you know what I mean? He's out of sight, out of mind. All right,
yeah,
okay.
What's going on with him?
Ryan is, first of all, he can shoot the cover off the basketball. And the most important, he's a freak athlete.
I knew that about him. I didn't know he could shoot the cover. He's been working on the shot then. I knew baseline jumper
off the
was
basketball.
Good.
I mean,
so he's working
he's
on that.
He's a great shooter. And that's only going to help because you're not going to be able to double James because he's going to have shooters everywhere. And Ryan and Jaden are both included. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So people have no idea how good Jaden is.
What's Ryan weighing in at?
Ryan's about 190, well, about 195. He's definitely bulked up. Ryan's going to be fine. Ryan will be in the rotation and he'll be on the court and he'll be able to contribute to. I mean, because now he's playing his natural position. Ryan's a guard. You know, when he was earlier, he was such a good athlete, and he's 6'5".
Yeah, I thought he was a 3.
You know, when he was a freshman and sophomore at Houston, he was playing the 3 and the 4.
Uh-huh.
You know, give him the ball, just let him do what he does. When he came over there to East, P put him in his natural position on the perimeter, mm-hmm. slash, make shots, you know.
Run the floor,
be an athlete, you know what I mean? That type of stuff. So it was a tough transition because I had to learn because P is an absolute technician. That man is a basketball genius. And if you are a two guard or a point guard, he's going to show you how to play that position. Mm-hmm. But Ryan, it was a big learning curve. So he even had plans for Ryan because he showed him how to play the right position. And then when he redshirted him, he just lived in the gym. You know, so he had to learn how to play the position the right way. So it was perfect. But no, Ryan's going to surprise a lot of people when it's time for him to go out and play.
Yeah, we are, of course, talking to Raheem Shabazz, who it trains everybody in the city, basically. If you are a prominent athlete, then you if you're not yet, you will eventually probably find your way to Shabazz. Matthew Morrell is a guy who we have talked about extensively on this show. When you think about 2020, right, and the basketball crop in Memphis,
mm-hmm.
he's the guy in 2020. What's he like? What's he like to work with?
First of all, he's deep. He's a very, very humble kid. Doesn't have any ego. He's not a walk in the gym, look at me, I'm Matt Morrell type of kid.
That's everything we've
heard.
He
wants to walk right in the gym. He loves coming to my place. He absolutely loves it because one of the biggest things as far as basketball players that I always work on is that the overall athleticism, the speed, the explosion. And with basketball players, gotta get your hops up.
Right? Yep.
And look at the boy. I mean, there's this huge beam that goes across the back of our facility. And the bottom of it is right at 10 feet, 6 inches high. So the highest jumpers, I let them take a marker, go jump as high as you possibly can and try to reach up as high as you can on the beam. The highest three that are on that beam, Mason Miller, Ryan Boyce, and Matt Morrell.
Ooh, Lord. Excited.
Those three. So what the heck was that?
That's Jason.
It was me with Cal Paul
cool.
the first year. Yeah. I was a little giddy like a little girl.
So those three in particular, and it's funny because those are the three that we're kind of talking about right now. But and Matt is just like, okay, I can't get enough of this. I want even more of it. He wants to be the best athlete in the country, hands down, period. You know, his game, he works on it all the time. He's constantly in the gym, constantly working on his handles, working on his shot. His athleticism, he started working with me very shortly after his freshman year. And when he saw the progress that he made, because he was athletic already.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But when he started making just crazy progress, like I stack up a plyo box 60 inches high, and guys walk in the gym like, who gonna do that? You know, and then I'm like, you're gonna have your turn at it. And after about 3 or 4 weeks, I let the entire team go at it. And Matt was probably the last one to do it, you know, just out of the order.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But he got it so easy, I had to stack another 6 inches on top of that boy. Mm. And now you're not just doing a 60-inch box jump. You're doing 66, so you're jumping over 5 feet people. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it wasn't hard. So he sees that type of progress, and then he wants to just try stuff.
Right.
And so he's every single time
it's like a sponge. He's eating it up, huh?
Yeah, he's just eating it all up. Because now he sees one thing that I preach to him all the time, just like with all of them. When you get to the next level, the athleticism is going to pick up. The speed of the game is going to pick up. You know what I mean? So Everybody's an athlete.
All right.
But we want to make sure that when you get there, you are an elite athlete day one. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, with him, and he doesn't even, it's not like, okay, I just want to work on my legs. No, he wants to be an overall, he wants to get stronger, he wants to get fast. And because he loves it that much, he just comes in, he just does everything I tell him to do, he tears it up. Like I'm sitting here just yesterday, I have him, Mason, another group of them in the sand doing explosive lateral jumps over 42-inch hurdles out of the sand. And they're doing it like it's just effortless.
Beast.
Yeah, I mean, and so with Matt, whoever gets him, they're going to love that kid because you don't have to deal with an ego. You don't have to deal with a prima donna. You don't worry about, making sure we got a set. You're going to get a hardworking kid who's going to play his role. Just so I have his role is going to be huge because he's going to be that good. But no, I couldn't be happier with Matt, though. He's doing great.
Did Penny tell you he was going to get the number one recruit class in the country? Did he say he was going to do it and then do it? Did he tell you he was going to do it and do it?
Look, man. Heck yeah. My dude was like, hey, man, look. Wait until you see. And I knew it because I just know how we roll, man. I just know how we
mess
work.
With nothing but one. That's what he is. He's like one.
We don't have do nothing.
Right.
If you don't recruit, you better go for the jugular. That's how we train. That's how we teach our athletes. And that's how you've been working in that office since you got there. If you're going to go and do a job, you might as well be the best at it, period. And you don't get no better than the number one recruiting class in America.
Right. It's impossible.
You know what I'm saying? And then the best part about it is nobody saw that coming. Like, nobody thought he could do that.
Right.
I remember sitting here with you guys, and I was telling y'all, I said, look, man, he's not just going over there to be a pretty face.
You were one of the ones that was telling, that was screaming.
Look, off the mountaintop, I'm like, look, man, we've been there. We've played against the best. We've coached against the best. We've trained against the best. We've trained the best. We've trained our boys to go toe-to-toe with whoever. And we're not going to have do anything. And he's in a position where, okay, I need to recruit. I'm going to recruit better than every last one of y'all. As a matter of fact, who's the best recruiters out now? I'm going after him. Yeah. I'm going after him. Man, I'm going after him. Man. And I'm going to smash all of them. That's what he did. And it's not just going to be this year. He's going to do it again next year. He's going to do it again the following. He's already started.
We were. I got one more for you. I think it's important, too. I think our listeners would appreciate your take on this. Memphis's 200th birthday, obviously, we're celebrating the bicentennial. John and I were just talking about why it's a special place. And mm-hmm. I'm that transplant, too. Wasn't born here. Got here in the early 80s. Dad moved here, but sort of set roots because it's so special. You're one of those guys, too. Why have you stayed? Why has it been? What's your take on it? What's so special and unique about this city in terms of why you stayed? What attracted you to? What kept you here?
Well, from a personal standpoint, when I met my wife, it was like an accident that wasn't an accident, so to speak. And I say that because, head-on collision. She was an officer, come to the scene, and we meet, and 12 years later, we're still married. It was so just unprecedented from that standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
The history behind the city itself. My roots, Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, these are people who have personal influence in my life. Malcolm X and my grandfather were best friends. Muhammad Ali and my grandfather, he has a birthday card sitting on his mantle from Muhammad Ali. So these guys these are like great uncles to me. And being in a city like Memphis, in the heart of the civil rights movement, as a young black man starting and running his own business in a position to be able to help other people start their business mm-hmm. in a city like Memphis. And to be able to see my brother go to his alma mater, be an African-American head coach to set the entire city on fire, to have the type of positive influence in a city like Memphis.
Right. Yeah. Oh, I know.
We're in the heart of the civil rights movement. It's one of the pessimistic cities y'all know we've ever seen. We always get the short end of the stick, but at the same time, we are trying to do something so special. I'm trying to take my little business and create an entire movement that promotes unity, positivity, structure, promise, progress, that sort of thing. Right. P is taking the University of Memphis and put them on the entire he got the whole country on notice.
Global, man.
And right in the center of it is Memphis. Personally, I was a guy that was, obviously kind of grafted in or adopted in.
Mm-hmm.
And the city, when I tell you that, it was a love-hate relationship at first. Me personally, because I felt like I never met so many mean folks in my life.
I feel you on this, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so,
I never
so
met
you didn't
so
like
many
it
rude
at first.
I didn't. Oh, I couldn't stand it.
But
I
it's when you love it that it loves
when
you back.
When you love it,
it's so
when
true.
I tell you that when God gave me the gift to do what I'm doing with the passion that I did it in, and when I hit the basketball community the way that I wanted to hit it, and the young people that I wanted to reach with just what I do, just every single day. When people saw that and they saw the love and the drive that I do it with, and then it's just reciprocated.
It's reciprocated.
And it's not just
and then you feel that.
One section. I want to do it for every single person who I meet. You know what I mean? I don't care if you are 26 years old and you freaking drink every other. I'm going to tell you, bro, you don't need to be drinking that much. You know what I mean? I don't care if you are a 52-year-old obese person. I'm going to tell you, look, man, I can help you. Or if you're an athlete trying to go to college. You know, either way, Memphis has been so good to me because, you know, 15 years ago, I did not see myself being a prominent business owner in the city of Memphis. I was in Chattanooga trying to figure out if I'm going to play football for the rest of my life.
Yep.
I move over here. I meet my wife. She gives me the spark to do exactly what I'm doing, and it's been able to affect so many people. And the pride that I know that my great uncle is looking down. I know for a fact that my grandfather
is
so much. Every time I talk to him about what I'm doing, he's so proud of what I'm doing. And to be able to do it in a city like Memphis is unreal.
Well,
so I absolutely love it.
You know, John and I appreciate the positive influence that you are on these kids, these children, these kids of Memphis, and that you know they're the next. So all this positivity and it exudes from you, and
yeah,
and we appreciate you putting it all over and all that love on
especially
our kids.
Especially Mason.
Oh yeah,
and yes, especially.
I mean, because his game is different.
Hey, John loves you putting it
Mason
on Mason.
Mason's gonna be an assassin, bro.
Oh, he's getting letters from Michigan. Listen, I mean, come on,
Mason. I love when he step on the court.
Yeah,
and that look, Mason is going to be a yo.
But it's like we can't even say Maverick's name yet.
Oh, Maverick!
Not yet.
Watch out for Maverick. Watch out for Maverick.
I'm
telling you. But we got to keep that under wraps for now, though.
Yeah, it's like, I can't even say his name.
He's in eighth grade. You know,
right?
We got to keep him humble, man.
Man, appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem at all, man.
Always good to see you, Shabazz.
Always fun, man.
Open door. Anytime you need anything, we'll come in.
Hey, and real quick, congrats on the degree, man.
Yes, sir.
You got your degree.
I am officially a University of Memphis alum.
Hey,
go Tigers, go!
There you go.
And I walked
across
the stage in my Royal Blue Foams. So I had to represent Big Brother when I was walking across the stage. You know, so
that's big time, brother.
Yeah, man.
Congratulations
awesome.
On that. And the new spot. Congrats.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. He is Raheem Shabazz. We'll come back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN.
It's Unicorn Cash.
Yeah!
Your chance to win $1,000 with the cash code on 92.9. Coming up at 1 p.m.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's Howie Long for Skechers Wide Fit Footwear.
I'm 6'5", and I can tell you there are certain challenges in life that only big guys understand. Regular clothes don't fit. Heck, regular cars don't fit. But when it comes to shoes, Skechers gets it. That's why I wear Skechers Wide Fit. They've got extra room throughout, giving you room to breathe. And they've got Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort that lasts all day long.
Find Skechers Wide Fit at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold. Skechers, comfort included.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. When our clients come to us for representation, I see way more than a client. I see me. When I hear someone has a herniated disc or a back injury, I think, what if that was me? How would that impact my life? I put myself in your shoes and in your life. When I look at your family, I see my family. This outlook makes my firm think differently than most. I understand that some injuries are forever, and forever is a very long time. For 30 years, we've helped hundreds of thousands recover what they deserve. $1 billion last year alone. Why? Because you are us. You are me. Every time we hear your stories, we feel like it's us. If you're injured in a car crash, slip and fall, or the victim of medical malpractice, call us because we care. Dial pound law on your cell phone. That's pound 529. Morgan & Morgan, for the people, Academysports.com.
Better weather means better barbecues. That's why your Academy Sports and Outdoors in Collierville, Olive Branch, and Wolf Chase are helping you get ready for grilling season with Barbecue Academy. Starting at noon on Saturday, May 25th, learn the best techniques from professional pitmasters on how to make your meals taste amazing on the grill, regardless of what type of grill you use. Enjoy delicious samples. Plus, find exclusive savings on your barbecue essentials with hot deals on gas grills, smokers, griddles, and more. Academy Sports and Outdoors, your outdoor cooking headquarters.
These days, people have all sorts of strange pets, like llamas, spider monkeys, and even Burmese pythons. But the one thing you'll never see as a pet is a cockroach. Ooh, I mean, have you ever tried to put a leash on a cockroach?
Okay, little buddy, just hold still.
Ah, it ran up my leg! It's on me! It's on me! If you have cockroaches, we have solutions. Allied Termite and Pest, because no one has ever said, oh, where did you get that cute little cockroach? 901-754-0454.
Get it off!
Are you noticing cracks in the walls of your home? Maybe floors that are sinking or sloping a bit? It could be signs of a foundation problem. If you have a foundation problem, you got a serious problem, which means you need to call Redeemers Group. Redeemers Group handles foundation repair, crawl space repair, basement waterproofing, concrete leveling, and inspections are free, so there's no harm in calling, which is why you should call. And if you ultimately decide to proceed with the project, you can mention my name, Gary Parrish, and get $50 off. The number is 901-451-8765. That's Redeemers Group on the web, redeemersgroup.com.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sleepy Z's Mattress and Furniture by Michael's Owners, where you know you're always going to save between 50 and 80% off every time you shop. Every mattress in my house is from Sleepy Z's. And there's a reason for that. They're the best. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they've been voted Memphis Most Best Mattress Store by the Commercial Appeal 4 years in a row. That is no coincidence.
Nah, they're an authorized Serta mattress, Simmons Beausley mattress dealer. They've also got the Serta Perfect Sleeper, the Serta Eye Comfort, the Butterest Silver and Platinum, and the Butterest Black line. So Michael's got you covered, like we tell you every day. Don't know why you would go to any other mattress store in town. Michael's got the entire selection. And, of course, you're going to pay the best price. He's already got the best prices in town. You're going to get even lower. When you tell them you heard it on Jason and John, say, hey, I heard them talking about you on Jason and John. Mm-hmm. Tell them he's going to say, okay, well, you just got another 10% off the price. You're going to love it. You're going to sleep well. They're located at 2790 Kirby Witten Road at the corner of Summer Avenue right next to Hollywood Feed, or you can visit them online at sleepyzzz.com. It's three Z's. It gets a little hard to say. I'll do it again. sleepyzzz.com. Sleepy Z's by Michael Zellner. Well, you never wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Breaking news on 92.9, powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown has reported to day two of OTAs.
Two-face!
There was some concern, it seemed like, from people on Twitter that he was not there for day one. He's there on day two. So everybody relax. Antonio Brown is ready. He is getting ready for the season, and he is going to have an amazing year.
It doesn't seem like he's taken any, like he's accepted Big Ben's apology. Have you seen that in the news, right? Big Ben said, well, I tried to meet with Antonio, and it was my fault, and I thought everything was okay.
Too late.
Two-face!
Too late. Now, I think Antonio Brown, you know, I don't think he's, since he's gotten traded to the Raiders, I don't think he's had the best, you know, couple months.
Are you a little concerned? Yeah, you should.
Well, I think he's, I can definitely see, he's definitely like a drama king, right? Like,
yeah, wait till he doesn't have 18 targets from Derek Carr.
Well, no, he will, though. Like, we will make sure that happens, okay? Don't worry about that. But, like, he's deleted his Instagram like four different times. Yeah. Like, he's wiped everything off his Twitter account.
What do you think is missing? What's he missing in life? He just got all the money. You got away from Big Ben, the guy you said was running everything like he was the daddy.
Well, you know, and so now,
well, I mean, what more do you want?
You know, sometimes you have to remove yourself from situations, right? Certain situations to find happiness.
And sometimes you got to be a professional.
Well, I agree.
And just get back to work.
No, I think you should accept the apology from Big Ben if he feels like it was a sincere apology. I don't know if he does.
Yeah, I don't know if it, yeah, you know, forgiveness is on you. But you need to get to it at some point. I don't know if it's going to take a little more from Ben, and maybe he just thinks this is more for Ben's own how he's perceived from fans. Maybe AB feels like this is just so Big Ben can sort of get those back with him.
For sure.
And not as genuine.
Yeah.
That's on them to decide. But forgiveness is divine, John.
It is divine. And I know, for one, you are so excited about the year that he is going to have. And so you are very.
Oh, I can't wait to watch y'all.
You are pleased by this news that he is there for day two of organized team activities.
Good for you.
You know, I know we're not in Napa here. We're not in Oakland, but this is still very big news, Brad. Hey, this is still
Hear us talking this, Raider football.
They are going to soon be the Vegas Raiders, so they're kind of global.
Brad normally tells us NFL doesn't move the needle. That tune will change in 2020 when the Raiders are in Vegas.
I actually am going to become a Raiders fan now, I think, since they're moving to Vegas, because I'm
welcome.
All things Vegas.
You're welcome.
Maybe you and I will go.
You are welcome to come on board.
Can I go with you?
Absolutely.
On the Vegas Raiders train?
Yeah. Because I'll be turning 30. Not the first year in Vegas, but the second year in Vegas. But I'm just going to pretend like it's going to be the 30th extravaganza.
Well, that'd be
and so the idea is that we pick like a Thursday night game and just go Thursday to Sunday, get back on Monday, and just enjoy Vegas for a little weekend.
I'd love that.
You know? Mm-hmm. I think that's what you do. That's the great thing about being in Vegas. They're going to be on Thursday
Jason,
night.
Jason, won't you come with us?
No, I don't know about going with you two.
Why not?
Well, Jason, I will say this for Jason. Like, he ain't getting after it like that anymore. He just ain't. No.
He does not want to hang out with us.
He's not getting after it like that. Well, he's not that. It's just, you know, he ain't getting after it like
he used to. I understand.
I told you I'm that little kitty with the tail fluffed and it's up, and I'm just going around your legs. I'm going around my wife's legs.
Now, we could go London.
That's my image.
We can go to London. Jason, you know, the Bears and the Raiders play on a Was it a Thursday? It's a Sunday game.
Sunday game.
Yeah,
I ain't going to London to see an NFL.
Well, are you gonna let us go since you're the boss?
Yeah, I'll let y'all go. I've heard y'all talking about this. Why not?
Yeah, it's good.
That we got him in this position now, get this done.
We'll bring a comrade. Yes. How's that?
Yeah, can y'all get an access unit, or we'll give you some sort of cell phone device? Hell,
now,
I don't know.
I believe the show would start at 7 p.m. our time over there.
That'd be a fun one.
That's when the show would begin.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.